Akiva was gewaltig as a bacher. He was a gewaltiger younger man. And that's really the long and short of it. And I think that at the Levaya, the people that spoke, the Hespedim, captured a good deal and portrayed him really as he was. And Baruch Dov continued that. I don't know, I hope that I'm able to add, but I want to just maybe say it in my own feeling, really an expression of my own feeling. In the fifth parak, the Kiyavis, the Mishnah begins with Asura Mamoris, long list of things, 10, 7, 4, Zevaita. And there's no name. Just a member of the Mishnah. Then in the end, there are Etlecha Mishnahis, a few Mishnahis here. Yehuda ben Tema says, Havayos Kanova v'kal Kanesha Rats Katvi, Gibu Kari, Lassus Hitzayin Avisha Shabashmai. And then, Huyoima ben Chomish Lamikra, then it says, Ben Bagbag Oima, Hafechba, Vachechba, the Kulaba. And Ben Heye says, Lefum Tzara Agra. And I was thinking, suddenly there's a member from a Tana. I thought, the Maral says in a place in the I forgot where it is, in one of the Prokim, that the five Prokim of Pirkei Avos are koilo, all of the Midas and Milas Tevas of Derech Eretz. And just like there's five Humashim, there's five Prokim Mishnayis, the sixth Perek is a Braisa. And each Perek parallels a Chumash. The first Perek, as every state in the Torah, Bereishis Bara Elokim, it's a history. So the first Perek is Moshe Kibul of Torah, B'Sinai, and so forth, and so on. It doesn't explain the rest. And I was thinking that maybe, according to that, the fifth Perek would certainly parallel Dvarim. And Dvarim is Divrei Moshe, it's a Hazaras HaTorah. So the Perek is an overview from the Haskalah till this off, till in the Parsha of the Torah. So it begins with Rasa Mamoris and continues till the Mishnah of Kol Mishi Yesh B'Yadu Shlosh and Dvarim. They are Talmidim Shel Avram, and these are Chalila Faket, this Talmidim Shel Bilam. That's the completion. The Tana now, the statement of the Tana, and I want to just tell you something, I think it might be a Tushtel. Yosh Shiva Zatzal once said in the soft Pasuk of Malachi, the last Pasuk, about Shikha Satayra, he said that the last Pasuk in the Sahakal is usually Negeya the whole Nevuah. Zichru Teres Moshe Abdi is Negeya Nevuah Bechlal. So I thought the point here is the Sahakal of the Mishnayis, Akoilo, all of the Inyonim, but the Mishnah of Az Ponim Lagehenem, this is consequential now. This is the Dovah HaDorosh. These four or five Mishnayis are what's Dorosh now, after the Sahakal of the Mishnayis, of the Prokim. And it's interesting that the Tor in Or HaChaim couldn't find a different Mishnah to be Magdim, the Hilchis Or HaChaim, and be Masber the Mishnah. It's not time he brings the Mishnah. He brings this Mishnah, he's Masber it for a few pages. Hasbara Neiro, and what's the Taish of Azkanor, and so on. It's not the Derech of a Tur, this is not a Sefer Drush. This was obviously a very basic and central point, this Mishnah. Azkanoma is the strength of conviction and determination to do something. There's no doubt, and that was obvious in Akiva. Everyone saw that. Buimdiker conviction and buimdiker determination. He went on from hurdle to hurdle. He wasn't stopped with anything. But that's built on a neurodiker security and a neurodiker confidence. That's not shayach otherwise. If a person wasn't confident that he could really reach that height, he wouldn't attempt it. He'd go under immediately. So there was a muim to get confidence, and that's not to be always commissioned with Gaiva. He was the furthest thing from a Balgaiva. Had no shaykhs to it altogether. No, you get confidence that he's going to get there. And that confidence, I think, was certainly part of his own metzias and certainly nurtured from the mishpacha. He had a tremendous support system. Baruch Hashem, the whole of the mishpacha, and b'miyuchad, his parents, his wonderful parents, wonderful mother, Rabbi Shalom, his wonderful father. And I personally felt, think something specific, that I think Akiva, probably the whole family, he was yearning from this. I'm sure to think a thing about Rabbi Lezer Zatzal. He was a world-famous mathematician. I knew from mathematicians even. He was a world-famous mathematician. There was no way in the world to know it when he was in the Beis Medrash. And usually a person in such position somehow exudes, you sense it, there's something very important about him. There was nothing. Zero. If you didn't know it from outside, you wouldn't know it at all. If he was an intelligent person, that's bullshit. But an intelligent person doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to write a textbook for higher mathematics. That's not going to happen. He was world famous, and you couldn't sense it. And I think that there were two qualities here. One quality was a gvaldik anivus, and the second quality was that what was really important was the divrei Torah. This was his position, this was his kishrin, that's all true. But the central thing was his Torah and mitzvahs. And Mimelinus was the, what has he got to show this? It's not Nigeia. That's not where it's at. And that wasn't where he was at. And that had to come through in the mishpacha, there's no question about it. Was Poel a tremendous Rosh Man Akiva, I'm sure. And of course, he focused his koyach, like it says in the Mishnah, Afoichbar, the Kulei Bar, that's where he was focused. No question, the major focus was in the Divrei Torah. But that's only part of the story. And Baruch Dov said it, and I felt that was something that had to be said very clearly. That was only part of the story. A needy person never has no room for anybody but himself. But a secure person and a confident person can have room for a lot of people. And Akiva, with all the difficulties and war of everything, was so secure and so confident he had room for everybody. He had a heart of gold. He was a wonderful boy, wonderful to handle with. I cannot imagine that somebody should dislike him. He was so strong and so powerful, and his conviction was so strong. Steel. And yet it was soft like butter, so nice and so pleasant. And you just have to ask Mrs. Ram Price. She will tell you hundreds of stories that she heard about all the typists that were done, things that nobody knew ever about. He did for this one, he did for that one, where he was involved. Hafle befel. Adla hafle. And it's true that the Chabura, that Pinchas said it, the Levaya, that in all his years he never saw such a Chabura, such a closeness of a Chabura. That is not by, that's not because you're mechuyev to do it. It's not gemalt. That's a meridika afa. And I happen to see this Shabbos, the Chassam Sofer brings a haflaw on the posik that Rufoil mentioned, when it says, Vayavas, Negele, Kasha. Anyway, he brings a haflaw. The haflaw says that if Reuben loves Shimon, when he experiences the love, he's got to be feeling that Shimon loves Reuben too. That's behekrach, in both ways. If Reuben loves Shimon, it's only when he senses also that Shimon, that's not the cause, but that's the way it is. In Ahava, the Ahava is both ways. They were dedicated to him because he was dedicated to everybody else. There was a noyedik Ahava between them, half-flavor fella. And that Ahava was Mechayev, such a Kesha, as he described Baruch Dov. Doesn't need any further explanation. The Sachakel, he was a marvelous Bacha, marvelous younger man. And the Mishnah says, Lefum Tzara Agra. We are all made on the Lefum Tzara. We don't even know, we probably can never understand the Oymek of the Tzara. Who can understand it except he himself? Nobody had a Hashorah fully for that. But we're Maimim B'nei Maminim, absolutely, that Lefum Tzara Agra. Yeah, you see, right?